For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. President Trump wants schools open this fall, so he's putting pressure on Republican governors like Mike Parson. Parson was at the White House yesterday with Education Commissioner Margie Vandevin. Vandevin has said it'll be up to local school boards to decide how to bring students back safely.
As, you know, a local control state, we don't go into classrooms. I can't with great certainty tell you that I'll be able to tell you every day what's happening in every one of these plans.
Also yesterday, the Missouri State Board of Education gave schools permission to have class every other day to slow the spread of coronavirus. It's unclear whether Trump would consider that fully reopening Missouri schools. In the same meeting yesterday, Governor Mike Parson told the president St. Louis would not change its name. A petition with just over 1,000 signatures as of today seeks the name change. It cites the mistreatment of Jewish and Muslim people by 13th century French King Louis IX, who the city is named after. President Trump asked Parson if he would plan to change the name, to which Parson said, quote, "No, we won't." The Boone County Commission does not plan to impose a countywide mask ordinance, according to the Columbia Missourian. Northern Commissioner Janet Thompson said because most cases in the county are from Columbia, the county health department does not feel the need to mandate a mask ordinance for the whole county. Missouri voters have more options when it comes to voting this year. The Columbia Missourian reports registered voters will be allowed to vote absentee, by mail, or in person with social distancing requirements in both the August 4th primary and the November 3rd election. This comes after Governor Parson signed Senate Bill 631, which allows voters to submit absentee ballots if they have COVID-19 or are at risk. People at risk are defined as those 65 or older, living in long-term care facilities, or someone who is otherwise immunocompromised. More information on upcoming elections and how voters can participate is on the Boone County Clerk's website. Missouri schools will be allowed to blend in-person and online learning next year to help maintain social distancing. But to get paid for attendance, Assistant Commissioner Chris Neal says schools need to have students attend at least 2 days a week.
We want to make sure that there is high-quality student-teacher interaction on a regular basis so that students don't fall behind.
An education department spokesperson said the rules won't allow students to attend every other week, as some schools had planned. One of those schools, Crossroads Charter Schools in Kansas City, has said it will seek clarification from state education officials about the new rules. MU released a statement this afternoon saying recent Department of Homeland Security guidance does not apply to MU students. This is because MU will be offering in-person and blended classes during the fall semester, so international MU students will not be required to leave the country. The statement emphasized the DHS guidance came down without input from leaders in higher education, and the campus emphasized its commitment to international students. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.